Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a fascinating study that explores a new approach to mapping protein interactions on cells. This work, titled MicroMap Photoproximity Labeling on the Cell Surface, introduces a method that promises better resolution and accessibility than what we've seen before in the field of biochemistry. So, let's dig into the details. Understanding how proteins interact is key to grasping their roles in both normal biology and disease. Traditional methods like co-immunoprecipitation have long been the gold standard for identifying these interactions. However, they often break apart delicate interactions that depend on a protein's location in the cell, especially at the cell membrane. This limitation can lead to a skewed understanding of protein functions, which is critical when studying the intricacies of diseases, including cancer. The study discusses a new method called antibody-guided MicroMap photoproximity labeling. This technique addresses the weaknesses of traditional methods while providing a clearer picture of protein interactions on the cellular surface. The authors used the protein HER2, which is known for its role in certain cancers, as a model to demonstrate their new approach. Now, let's break down some of the key findings and techniques from the study. First, this method utilizes a photocatalyst, specifically, an iridium-based compound, that activates upon exposure to light. When it does, it transforms inert molecules called diazarenes into highly reactive fragments known as carbons. These carbons can rapidly tag nearby proteins, allowing researchers to identify interactions without disturbing the cell's architecture. The beauty of this method lies in its ability to label proteins with an impressive accuracy, focusing on an extremely localized radius of just 4 nanometers. This precision is particularly advantageous because it reduces the chances of false positives that are common in broader labeling methods. The researchers set out detailed experimental protocols. They described how to prepare the iridium antibody conjugates, which are crucial for this labeling technique, and how to apply these conjugates to study protein interactomes through mass spectrometry. The flexibility of the MicroMap method means that it can be used with any cell surface protein, provided there is a commercially available antibody to target it. However, every groundbreaking method has its hurdles. One critique from an AI scientific reviewer pointed out two main areas for potential improvement. First, although the study indicates that a supporting Excel file with relevant data is available, the paper lacks explicit open access to datasets or available repositories, which could hinder reproducibility in independent labs. Secondly, while the methodology is detailed, ensuring comprehensive reporting in repositories can boost confidence in the results. On the positive side, the reviewer commended the good statistical practices employed, such as the use of false discovery rates to establish significant interactions, along with rigorous validation methods that ensure control over experimental conditions. The clarity of the writing and the literature review also received praise, illustrating that this study builds effectively on previous work in protein interactomics. So, what does all of this mean for future research? The application of MicroMap photoproximity labeling opens new avenues for understanding the complexities of protein interactions and their implications in human health. For example, researchers can analyze how HER2 interacts with other proteins in various cancers, potentially leading to more effective treatments. In conclusion, this study presents an innovative, user-friendly approach to studying protein interactions, filling a critical gap in our understanding of biologically relevant processes. While there are areas for further development, especially in making data more accessible, the work sets a foundation for future explorations in bioimaging and cell biology. Thank you for joining me on this brief dive into a recent breakthrough. Remember, science is always evolving, and every discovery paves the way for further inquiry. Stay curious. Until next time, this is Rowan signing off from SciBud, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in the world of science.